I'm Gene Marano, along with Brent Stevens. Avengers Endgame. After the events of Avengers Infinity War, the universe is in ruins. With the help of remaining allies, the Avengers assemble once more to undo Thanos' actions and restore order. Is this the last Avengers movie?
Well, that's a hard one, right? It's the last part of Phase 3. I imagine that the Avengers in a new form will be reassembled.
Is there every possible Avenger character ever on screen in this movie? And you talk about something, the decimation. Will some of them will be eliminated, maybe for good?
That's what they call Thanos' snap, which killed half of the universe. This is the decimation. And it actually makes this movie a little bit easier to manage, because while I'm sure that there'll be some appearances of some of the major characters in the newer movies, it's not going to be like last time where everybody gets about 2 minutes of screen time.
You want to talk about the Black Death.
I love me a good post-apocalyptic story. And this one's really unique in a lot of ways. We've had so many stories. Any way you can end the world, there's been a movie that's been prominent in the last few years. What's different about the Avengers Endgame is we've had 21 movies to become friends with these people. So we're going into the apocalypse with relationships with these characters. They're almost like friends. We also know their backstory. We know what they've lost.
I'm just wondering, why are the Avenger movies so, for Marvel, so much more successful at the box office than, say, the DC Comics Justice League movies? Is it because we've come to like these characters more in the Avenger movies?
You know, it's so interesting because they made the Avengers because it was the properties that Marvel had left. They'd sold off the X-Men and Fantastic Four and Spider-Man, and so they sort of built this plan around the characters that they had left. But really, it comes down to solid writing. The DC movies, up until a couple of recent efforts like Aquaman and Wonder Woman, just aren't written as well.
Whatever it takes.
Brent, this should be a blockbuster, maybe the biggest grossing movie, at least until Star Wars hits the screen in late December?
Absolutely. Fandango is reporting that the pre-sales for this movie are equal to the last three Marvel movies combined.